Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'm reading this random poll that I stumbled upon online. It's kind of a funny question. If you could freeze time, would you do anything illegal?
Absolutely.
Boom. You freeze in time right now. You've everybody freeze.
I don't even know what I'd do, but I'd do something.
Check this out, broski. 90% of people said, yeah, I would do something illegal.
Okay.
I know instantly what I would do.
What would you do?
Time freezes. I'm going to go to like a store with a bunch of stuff I could smash that would feel good.
Oh.
You know, it's almost like a gigantic rage room.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a store where they've got like fine china, glasses, things like that. And I would just go smash everything.
You want to destroy stuff?
I want to destroy property.
Oh.
I think it would be therapeutic.
Yeah.
And haven't we all had those thoughts of going into a store and just smashing stuff? Like say you even wander into a Best Buy with a baseball bat. And just smash the TVs.
I don't want to do that.
Do I have anger issues?
I just never
I don't know. Think I've ever
it sounded
that.
Good in my head, but now that
never.
I'm saying it out loud.
Josh, have you
Jared's
ever wanted
scary.
To?
Scary.
Not
never,
really. I mean, never. No.
Oh, yeah. I've thought about that. If you're like in a store, I mean, Bed Bath & Beyond used to do it for me. Like, you'd go into the section with all the plates and the cups and all the, you know, little knick-knack things,
the Beyond,
and utensils,
yeah.
And I would be like, man, I just wish I could grab everything and smash it and throw it around.
The funniest line of the day. Bed Bath & Beyond used to do it for me.
Really did. Used to get my motor going. You walk into the cup section, I'd be like, damn, I want to smash all this stuff. So if you could freeze time, would you do anything illegal? Josh, would you?
Yeah, but I'd probably do something to make me money, not destroy things.
No, that's not the question. If you could freeze time, would you do anything illegal?
Well, yeah.
So would you rob a bank? I guess that would make you
money. No, I think I would freeze time and take Elon Musk's credit card.
That's smart.
Yeah.
There we go. Because I'm kind of, my thought process is the same. I don't want to hurt anybody and I don't want to make anybody sad, but I want to make money. So however I can make that happen.
Elon wouldn't even notice the money's gone.
Walk
that's
into
it.
A bank and take the money.
Because that's hurting people.
I know, hurting people part.
Or hurting
you're
a
hurting
bank.
You're hurting Elon, though.
Well, I mean.
No, not. He wouldn't even notice.
That's fine.
The illegal is doing something wrong. So you got to take the moral aspect out of it.
But I want to
so
be nice
about it.
So you
would freeze time, get an airline ticket, hop on a plane, travel to what? California?
Yeah.
Get in a taxi.
Tesla.
Yep. Yes.
Try to find Elon. Make your way into his compound.
No,
find his wallet.
No, because it's not logical. Because you already said, can we freeze time? That's not logical. I would already know where Elon
is. Oh, my God.
Is. I would already know.
So you couldn't, wouldn't you just freeze right now, walk down the street to Wells Fargo and hop in their vault?
No, because Elon has more.
Oh, exactly.
He has more money.
Katie, what are you doing?
I want to do that same thing. Like, I want to do something that doesn't hurt anybody and doesn't, you know, make anybody sad, but I can make money.
Guys aren't having fun with this at all. I hate this topic.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
He's
going to
go
through
Bed Bath & Beyond.
I just don't want, like, that's the caveat
I
for
would
me.
Be a friendly criminal.
Exactly. It wouldn't be a very nice, sweet
what
criminal.
What I would do is go to a flower shop and buy flowers for everybody.
I want to take your money.
And hand out flowers.
But then we can be besties. Like, if that can happen.
You guys
happen.
Aren't good at this game
no,
at
this
all.
Is, yeah,
I want
sorry.
Some listeners on the line.
Okay. If you could break the law.
If you could freeze time and do anything illegal.
Would you
90% of people are saying yes. What would you do? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I didn't plan this at all. This
I
was
know.
Just a story. Yeah. We have a whole other topic, but if you want to sound off about it, I will definitely take your call, because these two clowns across from me don't want to hurt anybody. What I would do is I'd freeze time, and I'd find two people and switch their clothes.
That actually sounds kind of funny.
It kind of does sound funny.
Wouldn't you,
I'd
like,
do that.
Break into, like, NORAD or something and go check out like secret military installations or go to like Area 51 and see if there's aliens there. Phone lines are ringing. Thank
that would
you
be
guys.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what that's.
I would get flowers and put them on the graves of everybody that has come before us.
Exactly. You could do sweet stuff with your time freeze too. There's no rules, right? Like. No, you are not impressed with our answers today.
Well, this has just kind of turned into a fun and unexpected show wants to know segment. I pulled this story out of my butt this morning. Ouch. Random poll asked, if you could freeze time, would you do anything illegal? 90% of people said, yeah, absolutely. I would go smash a bunch of stuff in the stores is what I would do. And then Katie and Josh would give to the needy. So if you want to have some fun with
money.
This, but make money while they're at it. Come on. Have some fun with this. Nothing horrific, obviously, but 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios with JKJ. If you could freeze time, what would you do that would be illegal? Here is Angela. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the show,
Good
Angela.
Good morning.
Hot Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so you're freezing time. Boom, it's frozen. What are you going to go do?
I'm going to change the lotto numbers, and actually I'm going to make it my mom's ticket, not mine, because, you know, you got to make it extra special. So she's winning millions and millions.
That is so perfect, because you get to make money, you get to make your mom happy, and you're doing something sweet. See, Jeremy?
That's dumb.
You can break the law and be nice.
Why
no.
wouldn't you just take it, Angela, and then you could give your mom a chunk of it?
Because she's the sweetest, of course. And
I know why.
Good, nice, good care of me. You know why.
I know why. It's because if when time unfreezes and they track down like what went on and who gets caught, it's your mom and not you.
That's right. She'd be sweet in the clank. She'd take care of everybody.
Sweet in the clank. That's awesome.
That's so perfect, Angela.
All right, Angela, that's a good one. Thanks
Very
for having
nice me. Have a great day.
All right, bye, hot Angela.
See ya.
If you could freeze time, what would you do that's illegal? 303-691-1649 if you would like to sound off. Is it Tana? Tana?
Yeah, Tana.
Hi, Tana Banana. What would you do?
I would steal a car. like, you know, a high-performance vehicle or something like that.
A high-performance vehicle?
Yeah.
Like what? What do you... You got your mind
like
on something.
Like some Gone 60 Seconds type stuff.
Like
some,
Eleanor.
Like a Lambo.
Yeah.
Like a nice
yeah.
one.
Yeah, or a classic Mustang or something.
Well, a Lambo's
or the new Or the new Firebird.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool. You like muscle. I like it.
Yeah, sure. Put some Freebird on and give it hell.
Yeah.
So you've been thinking about this, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I think, I'm trying to think of the car I would steal. Maybe like a new Raptor, like a Ford F-150 Raptor. I think that would be more my speed. How about you, Katie?
I'd go a little bit more.
I'd give a Mini Cooper to charity.
No, I'd get a Lotus. What do you mean? Like, I'd get, like, butterfly doors. I'd go all out. Like,
solid.
Yes.
That's good. Tana, thank you for calling. That's a good one. We are talking about if you could freeze time, would you break the law? What would you do? Here is Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Okay, boom. Time just froze. What are you doing that's illegal?
I'm stealing gas.
Stealing gas.
It's gold. That is gold right now.
But not just from like one gas station. I would hit up several gas stations and make sure I had enough for my stock. And yeah, everybody else can figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
That's pretty
That's
good.
Some planning.
And incredibly timely, Kendra.
Yeah, I know.
Really
Great
well done. That's
job.
A good one. I'll do one more. I want to do one more. But yeah, phone lines are still ringing. So 303-691-1649. If you could freeze time, what would you do that is illegal? What are you saying, Sarah?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I would remove my ex-husband from the earth.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Sarah.
I'm sorry.
No. Apologies needed. Your tone said it all.
Sarah. You don't like this guy, huh?
No, like the wake of destruction behind the USS Paul is massive.
Yeah, we don't like him either.
I don't even know what he did, but yeah, this guy's a jerk.
The heck with Paul.
Yeah.
So what would you do? Would you throw him in like a vat of acid or something?
Oh, I can't say that. I would just find a fish.
Let's just say he'd disappear, huh?
Yes.
We'd get him on a boat with some concrete shoes.
Oh.
Leaping with the fishes.
He'd be bad.
Maybe that.
Sarah, you made me laugh.
So good.
Okay, good.
I love it. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Okay, now.
She didn't even want any money. She's just like, nope. Just get rid of them.
All right, damn it. I'm going to do one more because I see it on the screen, and this is really, really good. Olivia.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, time freezes. Bert, we're frozen. What are you doing that's illegal?
I'm going to the zoo, and I'm petting all the animals.
Yes, yes.
That's so good.
Look at that. Perfect.
I'm going to go pet a tiger.
I'm going to go straight to the penguins.
Yeah, go straight to the... I'm going to pet a hippo.
The lions.
The monkeys.
The polar bears.
The alligators.
We'd be petting everything, Olivia.
Guys petting all the animals that are going to hurt them, though. Of course,
well,
the guys are
picking. Wouldn't you go to the mean animals?
Duh.
No, I'd go to the penguins and the monkeys. Did you not hear me?
I'd climb the giraffe's neck.
You get on a giraffe and slide down. That's really good.
That's good, Olivia.
I would take that lady's ex-husband, Paul, and put him in the lion cage is what I would do.
Oh, no.
We got three people on the line. Let's talk about Anna Banana. Hi, Anna.
Buongiorno.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. All right, so what are you going to do if you could freeze time?
I thought maybe going to an NBA game and switch their shirts during the game.
Shut up. You're switching jerseys mid-game?
That can be fun.
It can be fun.
Pure chaos, right? Like, what the heck is going on? All right, that's pretty good.
Well, especially if you have two teams that, like, as a Nuggets fan, you want to root against, like the Lakers and the Timberwolves. Like, let's switch their shirts and cause some chaos. Why not?
Why don't you just drop all their pants? I would think I would just pull down all their basketball
well,
shorts.
There's that, too.
That's pretty
there's
good.
There's that, too.
Who's switching jerseys?
You could go a few ways, I think.
And then
know?
I would smash everything in the stadium, right?
Oh, there it is.
Seems
there
to
you
be
are.
A theme for me. I would freeze time,
rage.
Pull down their pants, and smash everything in the stadium. And then, boom, unfreeze.
Chaos.
It's Unlin?
Alin. Alin.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. So you're freezing time. What are you doing?
Well, I figured I'd mix a little bit of the illegal side that you're into with the moral side that Katie and Josh are into. So
okay.
I think I'm going to still go with Josh. We'll rob Elon Musk together.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take that money. I'm going to invest the smallest portion ever into buying out KIMN.
Oh.
And then I'm going to become your guys' boss.
Oh,
I'm going to give you guys raises. I'm going to move you to a new office that has a better view again so you can tell us when it's snowing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you are a diehard listener.
I love that.
You are diehard.
Lynn.
The kid, yeah.
Like, how much of a raise are we getting, though?
I know, yeah. Talk about the money.
Oh, I don't know what your base pay is right now, but I'm going to give you, let's go with, like, we'll start at 30% and we can negotiate.
Okay, good, because our base pay is a million, so
yeah,
good.
Exactly.
Good, good.
Yeah, you're going
right,
after
yeah.
Elon. I want more than 30%.
Right, but, like, I got to get something out of this, too.
Yeah.
I want to be the
richest person in
the world.
But it's Elon. I think we want 15 mil each.
Yeah, oh.
We're worth it.
That's it? 15 mil?
20.
Yeah. Yeah,
we
meant 25 million is what we meant.
I'll throw in a couple of Bugattis. You guys just have to promise not to unionize against me, okay?
Okay,
okay. You got
deal.
It.
Deal.
And I want a pizza party.
Yep.
Donuts
okay.
on Friday.
Okay.
Also.
All right.
Don't
okay.
pizza.
Thank you for this very, very hypothetical situation.
I like that, though. Thank you, Alin.
We can make it happen. We can make it happen. I feel like I might be put on the watch list here soon.
I know.
Thank you for calling in and having some fun with us. That one's pretty darn solid.
Dang, I like her.
That's right. We got a couple minutes here. Kelly, what's your final one?
Hello. Hi. I'm stealing... Punch the Monkey.
Oh,
little Punch the Monkey.
Oh, he's so cute.
Oh, that's
good. Yes.
That's really good.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
And all of his toys and none of the bullies are touching his toys.
Yeah.
You would,
yeah.
You would kick the other monkeys out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe if it was a time when my kids were little, I would have stolen all the diapers that I could in all the sizes.
Damn, right? Exactly.
Yeah, because those are expensive.
Make that a little bit more affordable.
All right, there's Kelly at her house with a garage full of diapers and a little pet monkey.
And a baby monkey.
That's how you wrap it up right there.